Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been focused on what I've called lessons from a walk. And as we look at that, trying to have a better understanding of what our walk with Jesus ought to look like. We pick up in the book of Luke and his account, and a couple of followers of Jesus, as they headed back home after the crucifixion, and were rather discouraged. Things did not turn out at all like they had hoped, like they had planned, like they had thought they would. And verses 15 through 17 of Luke 24 says, as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, what are you discussing together as you walk along? And they go on, and Monday and Tuesday we talked about their discussion of Jesus being a powerful prophet and being crucified by leaders. And today we want to focus on their idea, their belief, their hope of redemption. In verse 21 of Luke 24, they say, we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all of this took place. The people of Israel had been looking for a redeemer, someone to save them, to rescue them for a very long time. The prophets throughout the Old Testament had spoken of one who would come that would be sent by God. And many of the people had come to understand and believe and, well, at least hope that the things that they were hearing from Jesus, the things that they were seeing him do, were all lining up for him to be that Redeemer. And yet here it was, 3 days after the crucifixion of Jesus, and their hope was rather shattered. I think there's two things that tend to be common among people that, well, that cause our hope of redemption to fade. One, we're not very good listeners. And two, we're not very patient. We'll discover as we finish out the week, the next couple days, that all of this took place according to prophecy, according to God's word, according to not only what had been written, but according to what Jesus had been teaching. And I suspect that many times we end up with a similar discouragement in our life. A discouragement because, well, we want it now. And we've not really heard what God has said. We've caught the highlights, and so out of those highlights, we kind of make up our own story. And here, these followers of Jesus are struggling mightily because all that they had hoped for appeared to be lost. I wonder, as I wrote this out and have thought about it, is how often we find ourselves in that same point in our walk with Jesus. Whether it's a loss of hope for ourselves or a loss of hope for others, we give up. We don't understand God's timing. We often can't understand God's timing. And we pray for a family member or a loved one or someone that we know, a coworker, a friend, an acquaintance, a stranger. And we believe that God can redeem them out of whatever darkness they're in, whatever despair that they're experiencing, whatever sickness, whatever calamity, whatever it is. And time passes and it doesn't seem like anything's happening. And we begin to say to ourselves, because we're afraid to say it out loud, we definitely feel uncomfortable saying it to God, but something like, I thought that Jesus was the one that could change this. And yet it's been 3 days, it's been 3 months, it's been 3 years, whatever length of time it has taken, we say in a manner of, well, it's too much time. It's too late. It won't happen. Years ago, in what seems like a lifetime ago now, I came down sick. Unexplainable. A young, early 20s, just constantly exhausted, constantly in pain, no answers, doctors and specialists and testing and a trip to the Mayo Clinic, and finally the conclusion is that I had chronic fatigue syndrome and there's nothing they could do about it. To go home and do what you can, treat the symptoms as much as you can, and there were times I would be wrapped from head to toe almost in elastic bandages and things, just the pressure seemed to help some of the pain, and I kept thinking, God can do something about this. And the weeks passed, and the months passed, and the years passed, and nothing seemed to have changed. Well, except looking back, what had changed and was being changed was me. It was in that time of pain and uncomfortableness and exhaustion that God began to train me. He began to teach me. He began to develop me into the person that I am now. And yet, as much as I realize that, it's not something that I would ever want to repeat. Even though it may be something that was the most beneficial thing in my life. And I think we experience those kinds of things. After the fact, when it's resolved, we can see what God was doing, at least glimpses of what He was doing, and we can see how He used it for our good, but it's not something we would recommend. I think of the deployments I've been on, volunteering and disaster response, and the stories from people of despair, and also the stories of lessons they've learned. But it's not that they would wish a tornado upon anyone else or to go through one again, but they've learned from those experiences. As I think about the hope of redemption, I think about our lack of patience when it comes to continually praying for those who do not yet know Jesus. We give up. We, in our minds, say they'll never change. They'll never learn. They'll never be redeemed. And it's in those times, I believe, we need to re-examine how well we're listening to God. A God that says what appears to be impossible to people is very possible with God. A God that says to pray without ceasing, to continually lift our requests and petitions and praises to God, knowing that He is a God who not only hears, but a God who understands, and a God who cares. There are people that I've been praying for quite some time who do not understand the struggles they go through, who some don't even seem to care. But all look for something better. And some are looking for something better as they place their faith in Jesus, and others are looking for something better as they place their faith in themselves. But I don't know why God chooses to work in the time frame that He does. I don't think I'm supposed to know. And whether it's 3 days after the crucifixion that brings about a discouragement among those who walk with Jesus, or whether it's 6 months after the death of a loved one, whether it's a year, whether it's 3 months, that brings about a discouragement in our life, in the lives of our friends and acquaintances, our loved ones, thinking that, as Mary and Martha would say, is, if only you had been here, Jesus, you could have done something. And the hope of redemption that God calls us to live with is a hope that says, from God's perspective, I am doing something. You just can't see it yet. You just haven't noticed it yet. Perhaps it just isn't time yet. But take courage. Have hope. Press on. Cling in faithfulness to a God who, well, never fails. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And out of Your love, You have given us this hope of redemption, a hope that will not be disappointed. Father, today I pray for our weaknesses. The weaknesses we have in listening. The weaknesses we have in this lack of patience. In seeing the ongoing work that is being done even prior to the results that You have planned. Father, we know that your word talks about character being built out of suffering and a testing that proves to ourselves the faithfulness that you have towards us. And it's so much easier to see that and to acknowledge that and to talk about that when it's in the lives of others. But Father, when it hits home, we sometimes struggle. And doubt begins to fill our hearts and our minds and our spirits. And the enemy comes along and tries to deepen that isolation. Not only separating us from one another, but working to separate us from you and from the faith that we have. And Father, for whatever time period it's been that we have seen and that we have hoped, I pray for a faithfulness that continues to hope in the redemption that you have bought with the blood of your Son, Jesus. Father, whatever happens in our life, however calm or chaotic it might be, may we remain faithful to that hope. May we remain steadfast in trusting and believing that you, through Jesus, who began a good work in us, will in fact see it through to completion. May we not only trust that for ourselves, but for those that we pray for those who we love and we care about who have not yet come to know you. May we know you as the one that can bring about that redemption. And we'll see it through to completion. Father, as we put our hope more fully in you, as we acknowledge our lack of belief and ask for you to help our unbelief, may we grow in the way we represent Jesus. God, as we live life today, as we have opportunity to serve and minister to people and listen, may we be mindful of lifting up Jesus in everything we do and everything that we say, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.